Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Join me today, Wednesday, September 9th at 12 noon Eastern, for the first session of Mapping the Machzor, a two-part series designed to help us approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with greater understanding and intention. Then, on Monday, September 14th at 12 noon Eastern, join our Tzon Gedalia Lech Kenos program, From Inspiration to Action, Stepping Forward for Klal Yisrael. Hear from Rebbetzin Dara Goldschmidt and Mrs. Minette Mayberg, women who recognized a need and took the first step towards strengthening our community. Sign up for these Tishrei programs at ouwomen.org/Tishrei26. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Samach Gimel, the 63rd Perek. We're nearly there, nearly at the end of this incredibly long Sefer. And this Perek is the final piece of the final Haftarah of Nechama. As we said, there are Shiva Denechimta, seven Haftarahs of comfort that take us from Motzei Tisha B'Av to Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we're on the last one. And that last one on Parashas Nitzavim has three different prakim from Yeshayahu, which we read from. We have a piece from Perek Samach Aleph, we have the entirety of Perek Samach Beis, and it's going to end on here, the last nine psukim of Perek Samach Gimel. So this is really the end of the end of the Shiva Denechimta. And we'll note that together with Nechama in this Perek is Tochacha, because as we said, even though from Perek Mem onwards, Yeshayahu seems to be the part of the book that's Nechama, Nechama and Tochacha, comfort and rebuke, mingle together in the Sefer in a much more homogeneous way than we might have otherwise perceived. Yesterday, we spoke about the Tfilas, the Tfilah for Yerushalayim, and ultimately, the understanding that we will eat the fruit of that labor, the labor of our heart, Avodah Shebalev, in Yerushalayim. Our perek today is a totally new perek, dealing with a totally new topic. It opens up with a description of the destruction of the nation of Edom, the final enemy of the Jewish people before Moshiach comes. We've spoken previously about the destruction of Edom in Perek Lamed Daled, when we dealt with all the Mesa'ot. And just as we described in Perek Lamed Daled, so too here we're going to talk about Edom in terms of a war against Edom where there is blood. And that's important because we know that Esav was born looking red. Esav is Edom. He's called Edom, which means red. And he is an Ish Tzayid. He likes to hunt and he looks for, he's almost bloodthirsty, if you would imagine. And also his destruction is described in a very bloody kind of way. Pasuk Aleph tells us that we see somebody coming, we see a vision in the future time of someone coming, and we're told that that someone is actually Hashem. Hashem is being personified here as a soldier or a knight who is coming dressed in garments which are bloodstained, and because he has been in battle with Edom. And thus we're going to ask Pasuk Aleph, Mi ze ba me Edom? Who is this who is coming from the land of Edom? Chamutz begadim, his clothes are stained with blood. Umi Batra, and from Batra, which is a city in Edom. Ze hadur belevushot so'eh. He was so regal in those garments, and now those garments are bloodstained. And he's described as so'eh. Barov Kocho, the word so is difficult to translate. Rashi understands it as girded. He's girded in might, he is a warrior. Whereas the Abar Benel reads it as tzoek. He's crying out with all of his might. And either way, what he says is, Ani, Hashem says, Ani medaber betzdaka rav lohoshia. It is me, I'm the one who speaks in righteousness, who is many or mighty to save you. This is an Hashem who is rav lohoshia, who is the God who saves us from our enemies. And it's important to note that Barbara Nell speaks about this, that we don't really know who this version of Hashem is. We know Hashem of Galus, Hashem of Hesder Panim, of hiddenness. We even know Hashem of bringing us reward and bringing us good, but we don't really know the Hashem of destroying our enemies. That doesn't happen very often at all. In fact, it seems like our enemies are ongoing and everlasting. And that's our question here. Mi zeh ba? Who is this? We don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this form. And Hashem says, yes, I'm also Rav Lehoshia. I'm also going to save you. And Rashi says, it's specifically saying, I will show you myself as a savior, just like I did to the Avos. In other words, the red on Hashem's garments is a sign to us that he's defeated our enemies and that he's taken care of us. And that's what Pasuk Bey says. We turn to Hashem, we say, Madua Adom Lilvoshecha. Why are you wearing red? Why is there red upon your garments? Ubigdecha kedorech begat. And your clothing looks like you have stamped in a wine press. And the Malbim says, we dafka refer to Hashem's blood on his garments because garments represent Malchus, kingship. And here Hashem's kingship is being exposed through his nakama, his taking revenge against our enemies. And the vineyard imagery is very, the wine press imagery is very important. The Radak says wine, because wine is red and it looks like blood. But on a deeper level, the Malbim says that the whole function of a wine press is to squeeze out the grape to release the best part of it, which is the wine. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give our enemies an opportunity to squeeze them out, if you will, and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Or the way that Bar Benel reads it is that squeezing out is to express Kavod Shemaim in the world. And the destruction of the wicked people also ends in something good. It ends in us seeing Hashem as righteous and us seeing Hashem as good. And that's this wine press imagery over here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in Pasuk Gimel, and he says, Pore darachti levadi, I have trodden alone. Ume'amim ein ish, and there is nobody with me. Ein ish iti, there's no one with me. Ve'edrachem ba'api, and I trodden on them in my anger. Ve'ermasem ba'chamati, and I crushed them with my fury. Vayez nitzcham al begdai ve'al milbushai egalti. Hashem says, I've tramped them in my anger, and I trod on them, I trampled them, and now their life force is splattered upon my garments and stained my clothing. Why? Pasuk Dalet says, Ki yom nakam bilibi, because this is a day of revenge in my heart. Ushnat geulai ba'a, the year of my redeeming has come. The theme of Hashem being levad, alone, and there being a yom, a deadline, in which this needs to happen, fits in with what we've been talking about in this last couple prakim, which is the idea that at the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide that he needs to save us, even if we don't deserve it. It's the Yom Nakama, and thus, even though Hashem is alone, there's no schus, there's no merit that we're deserving of Hashem's salvation, he still will save us and destroy our enemies. And thus, Hashem being alone is expressed again in Pasuk Hei, Va'abit ve'ein ozer. I looked around and there's no one helping. Ve'eshtomem, I'm shocked. Ve'ein somech. There's no one to rely on. I can't rely on the schuyos of the people to save them. Rashi, however, says, Va'abit ve'ein ozer is not that we don't have the merit, but no one is helping the Jews. We spoke about this, Vayarki ein ish, in Perek Nun Tes. Hashem looks around and either he says, why is no one saving my people? Or he's looking at his people and saying, why are they not having the merit to be saved? And this ends the piece of the Perek that deals with the destruction of Edom. The next unit within this Perek is Psukim Zayin to Tes, which deal with us looking back at history. Looking back at history to see not just the times we messed up, but also to see the good times, the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. And the Abar Benel says that the function of these psukim is to remember Hashem's consistency. As I keep saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a perfect track record, and it behooves us to sit with this and to sit with the understanding that he has taken care of us so much in the past. And just as the vision of the future is what's been providing us with comfort up until now, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami is saying one day it's all going to be good again, so too the vision of the past, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the past, that too is going to give us comfort. And thus, Pasuk Zayin tells us, Chastei Hashem azkir, Tehilos Hashem, Ka'al kol, Asher gamalnu Hashem. I will remember all of Hashem's kindness and his praises, because everything that he has bestowed upon us. V'rav tuv lebeis Yisrael, there's so much good that he's given to Am Yisrael, Asher gamlam karachamav ukarav chasadav, which he has given us according to his kindness and according to his mercy. The person speaking here, according to Ibn Ezra, is the Navi. The Navi is here to remind us about Hashem's kindness. And Rashi says, no, it's the Chachamim. The Chachamim will tell us, one second, let's go back and let's recognize how much Hashem took care of us. And the major time that we're going to recall in order to get the strength of understanding how much Hashem loves us is Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the most important Rambans on the whole of the Chumash speaks about this. at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, the end of Parshas Bo, where he speaks about how the entire function of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to prove Hashem's undying love for us and Hashem's Hashgacha, divine providence for Am Yisrael. And thus we recall Yetzias Mitzrayim every single Shabbos, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but mostly on Pesach, in order to recall not just that we went out of Egypt, but just how much Hashem loves us. And that's going to be the focus of these psukim here too. Hashem turned to us, Pasuk Ches Vayomar, and he says, Ach Ami Hema, are they not my people? Banim lo yeshakeru, children who will always remain faithful, they will not deceive me. Vayhi lahem lemoshiach, and thus he saved us. In other words, as Rashi says, despite our sins, despite us not being deserving of it, Hashem says, they're my children. I would do anything for my kids. And Pasuk Tes is very important because it is a theme that runs through all of Judaism, which is Bechol Tzara Sam Lo Tzar. And there are two ways of seeing this. There's a ktiv, how it's written, is lo with an aleph, which means in all of their suffering, Lo Tzar, there is no suffering. And the other way of reading it is the kri, how we read it, which is lo with a vav, Lo Tzar, it hurts him. If we read it as lo with an aleph, so Rashi says, if Hashem had truly punished us, what we deserve to punish, it would be so much worse than what we got. So lo tzar, it's as if we're not even suffering compared to what we're meant to get. But if we read it as lo with a vav, so then it's telling us, b'chol tzar osam, in all of our suffering, lo tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in pain. Just like Hashem promises Yaakov Avinu, he says, ki eredimach, I'm going down to Mitzrayim with you. And not only that, but in every single galos you go to, in every single painful experience you have, Hashem says, imo anochi b'tzara, I'm coming with you. And Rav Hirsch beautifully says, sometimes we look at history and we say, b'chol tzar osam, we're suffering so much, lo tzar, and Hashem isn't. It's so unfair. The kids screaming after getting a vaccination and crying and saying, why is my parent standing over me and not hurting as much as I am? And Hashem says, that's how you see it. But if you read between the lines and you look at the Kri, Lo Tzar, it's hurting me just as much, if not more, than it's hurting you. And thus, because of Hashem's love for us, because Lo Tzar, it hurts him, Malach Panav Hoshiyam Ba'ahavaso U'Bechemlaso Hu Ga'alam. An angel comes and saves us because of his love and because of his compassion towards us. V'Natlem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them, V'Yinaseim, and he lifted them up, Kol Yomei Olam, forever. And the words Kol Yomei Olam could mean a couple of different things. The way that the Abarbanel reads it is in the future. He will continue to pick us up in the future. The Ibn Ezra says, Kol Yomei Olam means while you're in Eretz Yisrael. Up until now, the Pasuk was talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem took you out of Egypt, and then he's going to take care of you. Kol Yomei Olam, all the time that you were in the land of Israel before the exile began. And the Metzudas David says it's always. Kol Yomei Olam means always. And beautifully, Rav Hirsch puts it together. And he says, Kol Yomei Olam is that moment where the future becomes the past. And here we're not just talking about the nechama of the past versus the nechama of the future. We're talking about all of Jewish history as one massive wave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's never-ending love for us. And yes, the galus is painful and it hurts, but we have to recognize how Lo Tzar, it hurts him because he's our Abba, he's our Tati, and he loves us. And that's going to be the next Pasuk. Pasuk Yod continues and says, Hema maru v'itzbu es ruach kodsho. They rebelled. And Rashi says, itzbu means, and they angered Hashem. V'yafach lahem lo'oyev. And because of our deeds, Hashem became our enemy. Hu nilcham bam, and he made war against them. But obviously, that Abarbanel reminds us, atzbo also means sadness. And therefore, v'itzbo es ruach kodsho means we saddened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It pained him to punish us. He's like a father who is crying as he has to become our enemy, as he has to give his kid a patch. He doesn't want to give his kid a patch. He wants to hug his kid and be close to his kid. But he also knows it's his responsibility to ensure that his child learns and does the right thing. And thus, we spoke about Edom, and we spoke about how the God of history is the God of being our Abba, and he loves us. We're going to come back to that Abba theme in a minute. But now we talk about Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Dalet, about the unique role that Moshe Rabbeinu had in the past, in providing us with a role model of what it is to be someone who has emunah and who receives the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his salvation. Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, V'yizkor yemei olam Moshe amo. And he remembered the days of old when Moshe took care of us. And Rashi says, he remembered too late. The people remembered Moshe's kindness and the crazy miracles of Egypt only in exile, and how they wished that they had remembered the good times when things were still good. And thus, in our agony of exile, we turn around and we say, Ayeh hama'elim mayim, esro et sono. Where is the one who pulled us out of the waters and brought us up from the sea? Ayeh hasam bekirbo es ruach kodsho. Who is the one who made us God-fearing, who put the Spirit of God inside of us? Or the Ibn Ezra says, who put the Spirit of God inside of Moshe, meaning Hashem. And once again, the Malbim reminds us, in order to have an honest and true relationship with Hashem, we have to remember Hashem's perfect track record. And we do this by remembering Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Bar Brunel extends it to all of the Nevi'im. And the people who are Sam Bekirbo Ruach Kodsho are all of the Nevi'im, and Hashem puts His Ruach inside all of them. The Radak specifies that we're remembering Moshe and Yetzias Mitzrayim, because in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were similarly undeserving. And thus we're going to turn to Hashem and say, if you could save us then why can't you save us now too? Hashem, at that time that you marched us out of Egypt and split the sea for us, as Pasuk Yudalit says, Kebehema bibik'atered, Ruach Hashem tanichenu. Just as you might imagine an animal going down into a valley, that it's going, even just the inertia is downwards and easy, so too our Kadosh Baruch Hu leading us was so easy, it was so good. Kenehagta amcha, so too you guided your people, la'asot lach Hashem tiferet, in order to give you a glorious name. And thus, our perek ends with the tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you are so good and you have done so much good for us in the past and that you do have a perfect track record, then Hashem, please, Pasuk Tes Vav, Habet Mishamayim Ura'ei, Mizvul Kodshecha Utifartecha. Hashem, look from your heaven and see us, from your abode, your holy abode. And that Bar Brunel says that to remind us how far away HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Hashem, you used to be down here doing miracles for us and now you're so far away. But Hashem, ayeh kinascha, where is your zealousness, ugvurasecha, and your might? Hamon me'echa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is your insides yearning and churning for us, your love for us? V'rachamecha eilai hitapku, and you're holding back your rachamim from us. And Hashem, you love us so much, you cannot compare the love that you have for us to anything else. Pasuk tesayin, ki ata avinu, you are our Abba, ki Avraham lo yadanu. Avraham didn't know us, for Yisrael lo yakireno, and Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, wouldn't recognize us. Ata Hashem Avinu, but you, Hashem, are our Father. Goalenu, you redeemed us. Meolam Shmech, and your name is eternal. What's up with this mentioning of Avraham and of Yaakov? So the Mitzudas David says, both Avraham and Yaakov were informed that their future children would suffer, and they didn't daven enough for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basar v'dam, flesh, cannot care for us the way that you care for us. The Radak simply says, there are people who, as much as they're our forefathers, they never met us. They don't know us. But you, Hashem, you are eternal. You don't die. You don't pass away and never know your great-grandchildren. You are someone who's always going to be our Abba. As we say in L'David Hashem Ori, we say, Ki avi ve'imi azavuni, my father, my mother have abandoned me, v'Hashem ya'asveni, but our Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. And there's a beautiful Bar Brunel where he says, Avraham and Yaakov are chosen and not Yitzchak, because Avraham and Yaakov both are bad examples of a father-child relationship. Avraham sends his own son Yishmael away. And Yaakov was rejected by his father Yitzchak, and Yitzchak rather chose Esav. And thus we say, don't look at Avraham and Yaakov as examples of an undying bond of unadulterated love. Hashem, that's for you and me. That's for you and Am Yisrael. That goes beyond any human relationship. But Hashem, if you love us, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lama tat'ayenu Hashem midrachecha? Why are you making us go astray and leaving your ways? How could it be that we're saying Hashem is the one who sent us astray? So Rashi says there's a certain chutzpah to this, but we're saying, Hashem, it's your fault that we have a Yetzirah. You created us with a desire to do evil, so you're the one who made us go astray, so find a way to bring us back. However, the Ibn Ezra says, it's human error for us to turn around and say, Hashem, it's your fault. Blaming God is human, but it's illogical and it's irresponsible. Either way, in our suffering, in our pain, in our chet, we turn to Hashem and we say, Pasuk Yud Ches, L'mitz'ar yarshu am kodshecha, and there's multiple ways of reading this. I'll read it like Rashi. Rashi says, Hashem mitzar, it was for so short that we inherited Eretz Yisrael. The whole world was built on this beautiful promise that we would go into our land and build our land, but it happened for so short. Tzarenu bosusu mikdashecha. And then our enemies came and they trampled your holy place. It was so little, a blip in history when Am Yisrael lived in peace in Eretz Yisrael. It was so short that, and this is how our perek ends, Pasuk Yotes, Hayinu me'olam lo mashaltabam, lo nikra shimcha aleihem. It's as if we're a people who you never ruled. It's almost as if you never put your name on you. Imagine a couple who yetze michupaso, straight from the chuppah, he goes out to battle and he goes out to fight, or she gets sent away to go home and they never see each other. It's almost as if they're not in a marriage at all because it was so short. So Hashem, lu karata shamayim v'yoradata mipanecha harim nazolu. If only you could tear heavens and come down and descend from heaven. And this is in contrast what we said a couple of psukim before, habet mishamayim. Don't just look down from heaven, rip heavens open and descend, come down to us and save us. And if you save us, then the mountains will drip with fear from you. The Ibn Ezra says that's a reference to our enemies. And thus the perek ends, but the tefillah doesn't, because the tefillah of Am Yisrael to Hashem in this moment of deep pain is going to be continued in Perek Samach Dalad, the next Perek tomorrow. Thank you for learning with me today. Lerefuah Shalema Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelanu, Ulepitzu Eitzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, Betoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina Vachaim Shenka.